With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former Vice President Mike Pence ending his bid for the White House.
This is not my time.
At the Republican Jewish Coalition Candidate Forum in Las Vegas.
I have decided to suspend my campaign for president effective today.
Mike Pence becomes the first major candidate to leave the race that's been dominated by his former boss, Donald Trump. Pence failed to gain traction in the polls and struggled with fundraising and support.
I will never stop fighting to elect principled Republican leaders to every office in the land.
The withdrawal is a huge blow for the politician who spent years as Donald Trump's most loyal lieutenant. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu laying it on the line today, telling his nation the military has opened a second stage in the war against Hamas by sending ground forces into Gaza and expanding attacks from the ground, air, and sea. Also, at srnnews.com, the watchdog for U.S. assistance to Afghanistan warning the Taliban benefiting from international aid through the establishment of fraudulent non-governmental groups.
The Taliban have exerted greater control over national and international NGOs since seizing power in August 2021. They have barred Afghan women from NGO work and sought to push out foreign organizations from the education sector. A report by the U.S. Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction said the Taliban extort and infiltrate existing NGOs to obtain or direct international donor aid.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Russia accusing Ukraine of damaging a nuclear waste warehouse and fighting in the eastern part of the country. No response from Ukraine. This is SRN News. Yet another Methodist megachurch is defecting.
Christ United Methodist Church of Jackson, Mississippi, the biggest in the state, will leave the denomination over issues having to do with homosexuality. It's just the latest on a list of thousands of congregations that have decided to quit the UMC because of its embrace of same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. There will be a denominational meeting next year to formalize a split, but by then, everybody who wants to leave may have done so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hamas attack on Israel this month liable to depress tourism to Israel the holiday season, even if the fighting ends before December. Hanukkah begins December 7th, and Christmas, of course, to follow. Israel counts on millions of tourist dollars each and every year, and the holiday period is the most lucrative season, with Jews and Christians from around the globe flocking to the Holy Land. This is SRN News. Now, here's one way to tackle the job. New York City offering migrants one-way plane tickets to anywhere they want to go in the world. That in an effort to ease the burden on the Big Apple and the migrants.
City Hall says it's setting up a new reticketing center in Manhattan as the latest bid to ease pressure on its shelters and its finances following the arrival of more than 130,000 asylum seekers since last year. Democratic Mayor Eric Adams describes the situation as a crisis and warns that shelters are so full, migrants will be forced onto the street as winter approaches. There's already a time limit on how long they can stay in them. The offer of free one-way plane tickets is the latest effort to relocate asylum seekers, a move that has not always gone over well. Julie Walker, New York.
And more details at srnnews.com.